It's good to spend time with you. If you would, please pray with me. Prepare our hearts, O Lord, to accept your word. Silence in us any voice but your own, so that we may hear your word and obey your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
今天我很高兴来到这里和大家一起敬拜神。我们一起祷告，让主耶稣基督，请接受你的话语，让我们的心能够沉静下来，只听到你的话语，让我们可以接收你的指令。奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
I don't know about you, but my family and I, my wife and I, we have three kids, and we watch a lot of Christmas movies during the holidays. We have our regulars, but there's only one that we end up watching multiple times. Maybe you've seen it. It's called A Charlie Brown Christmas. And my favorite character is the character of Linus.
我的家庭非常喜欢看一些圣诞的电影，我们经常的看，然后中间我们反复的看，中间有一个我们最喜欢的一个电影叫 Charlie Brown Christmas， 我中间最喜欢的一个人物是叫 Linus。
In fact, Linus is my favorite character in all of the Peanuts specials, and I especially love him in It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. And if you haven't seen it, Linus is one of the only one of his friends who believes that the Great Pumpkin is about to arrive. And he's writing a letter to the Great Pumpkin. And Linus, Charlie Brown comes up to him and says, "What are you doing?" And Linus says, "Well, this is the time of the year that we write to the Great Pumpkin. The Great Pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch and flies through the air with his bag of toys for all the children." And Charlie Brown responds, "You are crazy. When are you going to stop believing something that isn't true?"
实际上，在中间这个人物 Linus， 是他是在这个整个花生系列里面的是我最喜欢的一个人物。我最喜欢他的这个电影叫伟大的南瓜 Charlie Brown。如果你没有看的话。 我给你介绍一下，那个Linus是中间的一个，他是和他的朋友那个相信这个大南瓜的这个，他给大南瓜写信，然后呢，Charlie Brown 就问Linus 说，现在是该给大南瓜写信的时候了，在这个。Halloween 的这个晚上呢，这个大南瓜就会升起来，然后呢，他会在空中拿了很多的玩具给小孩，然后那个 Charlie Brown 就给Linus 说，你脑袋是不是有问题了？你什么时候才会相信这些东西是真的呢？
And instead of going trick-or-treating with his friends, Linus spends all night in a pumpkin patch waiting for the glorious arrival of the Great Pumpkin. But eventually, Linus falls asleep.
在这个 Halloween 的时候呢，所有的其他的小朋友都去参加 trick or treat 去要糖果，可是呢，这个 Linus 他呢。 整个一晚上呢，都在这个南瓜地里头，在这等待大南瓜的到临。他等着等着就，但是就睡着了。
I always think about Linus whenever I hear passages like the one that our brother read for us this morning. This strange moment from the Gospel of Luke when we see Jesus speaking to his disciples about this great final arrival in victory when he shall come and establish the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven.
当我想这个故事的时候，我就想起了今天的这段经文，就是我们刚才读的这段经文。这段经文是讲到路加福音，讲到这个耶稣告诉他们，他将来会到临的时候，他会一个是一个胜利者的到临，他会把他的国度建立在这个。 世界上就像天国降临一样。
Our passage from the Gospel of Luke is a moment when Jesus teaches his disciples about when he shall return. And it's a strange story to explore, especially on this Sunday before Christmas. But it actually fits the season of Advent well. See, the season of Advent is not quite as cheery and bright as our secular season leading up to Christmas. In fact, this passage from the Gospel of Luke is traditionally read on the first Sunday of Advent.
今天的信息是从路加福音上讲到的，是讲到耶稣教导他的门徒，他将来会再回来。这个也许这个时候讲这个故事在圣诞节前可能不太合适，但是呢，因为这个季节是降临日。我们知道降临日呢是一个比较安静啊，第二一个是欢喜快乐，在这个属世的这个等待圣诞节的时候是这样的这一个这个季节，但是在这里面呢，这个路加福音讲到是本来这一段讲耶稣将来降临的话是在降临日的开始的时候讲，但是我现在在讲这个信息。
Before our passage, Jesus happens upon a group of people who are standing in front of the temple and they're oohing and aahing at the architecture and the majesty of the place. And Jesus, with all of the pastoral care of the Grinch, says to them, yeah, well, there's coming a day when this whole place is going to be destroyed. And the first people who read the Gospel of Luke had just experienced the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem at the hands of the Romans. So these early Christians were living in a time when the world seemed to be falling apart. And this might be the time for Jesus to tell them some sweet story to calm their worries. But no.
这一段信息呢, 耶稣 当时呢，在跟一群门徒站在圣殿，那其他的门徒正在感叹这个圣殿是何等的宏伟，何等的伟大。但是呢，这个时候呢，耶稣并没有像，耶稣这个时候对他们说，像 Grinch 一样对他们说，哦，这些伟大的这些建筑将要再一次被毁灭，当我们第一次读到路加福音这段的时候，我们就知道圣殿已经在罗马攻占耶路撒冷的时候已经被毁灭过一次。那在这个圣诞节的刚开始的时候，这个时候，这个整个世界像已经像是要衰落，要 break apart， 要变成碎片。这个时候呢，也许耶稣会告诉他们一个甜美的故事，来让他们能够能够安静下来，不要去担心。但是没有。
When our passage that's been read for us begins, Jesus starts by saying, "Well, if you think losing the temple is bad, you have not seen anything yet." One day the sun and the moon and the stars will fall, the oceans will rise, and the entire world will be thrown into utter chaos. Gee, Merry Christmas.
在我们这个信，今天讲的这段信息是讲到耶稣告诉他们，你以为丧失了圣殿是已经很糟的事情，可是更糟的事情还没有发生呢。将来会有一天，太阳和月亮和所有的星星都会落下来，这个大海洋会升起来，把整个的世界都淹没，整个世界都陷入一个混乱的状态。好，圣诞快乐。
Jesus tells the disciples, "That's when they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and glory." And the image of the Son of Man is borrowed from a vision that the prophet Daniel had in the Old Testament. In Daniel chapter 7, Daniel saw a vision of great beasts rising from the sea and bringing chaos and destruction to the world. But then God, Yahweh, looked down and saw one like a human being, a son of man, and brought him up to the clouds so that they may vanquish the beast and bring God's peace, God's shalom, to all the world.
带着能力，带着荣光，这个影像就像是人子降临的景象，也在但以理书讲到，但以理书的第七章，但以理见到一个异象，有一个巨兽从海中升起，它将带来毁灭和混乱在这个世界，但是神耶和华 从天上往下看，说：“看哪，有一个人子，他会升在云端，他会把这个怪兽降服，他会带来神给我们的平安给这个世界。”
Jesus brings the early Christians back to that vision of Daniel and says to them, I know that you are anxious about losing the temple, but keep in mind that one day something far more important is going to happen.
耶稣这个时候在圣诞的开始就有这样一个从但以理那里的启示意象来对他们说， 我知道你们现在都非常的焦虑，因为圣殿已经丢失，但是你们心里要知道，那一天将降临，会有更重要的事情会发生。
So after describing all of this celestial global chaos and the final arrival of the Son of Man, Jesus says to the disciples in verse 28, now when these things begin to take place, stand up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
当他描述到这些事情发生的时候，也是将来人子耶稣基督将降临的时候，他对门徒们说：“那时你们要看人们，那时你们要看见人子有能力。” 有大荣耀驾云降临，有这一事，你们就当挺身扬手，因为你们得赎的日子近了。How
can all of this mayhem and destruction be a cause for comfort and celebration?
怎么这些毁灭，这些灾难的事情，为什么能会给我们带来安慰和带来庆祝呢？
The Methodist preacher Will Willimon, who used to serve as the dean of the chapel at Duke University, tells the story of taking a group of college students on a mission trip to Honduras. They were running a health clinic during the day, and at night they were sitting around a campfire with some of the Christian villagers that they'd been working with.
宣道，一个牧师叫威尔斯曼，他呢是在杜克大学的这个当杜克大学的一个教堂当这个主任牧师，他给大家讲了一个故事，他有一次带着大学的同学去参加一个宣教的一个。 短宣在洪都拉斯，他们在当时是开一个这个诊所，白天开诊所，晚上呢他们在点起篝火，然后大家坐在一圈。Somebody
suddenly said, "Hey, why don't we all go around the circle and let's share our favorite Bible verse?" And Wilmon says they went around the circle and all of the American college students were all quoting passages like 1 Corinthians 13 or Psalm 23 or the Beatitudes in the Sermon on the Mount. And then it got to a Honduran woman. And through a translator, the woman said, "My favorite verses are in the Gospels, where Jesus says that God is going to burn all of this up and everything is going to be destroyed. I find that to be such a comfort."
橄榄山上耶稣教导的八福，他这个时候呢，他们领导一个当地的一个洪都拉斯的一个妇女，让说你的这个最喜欢的这个京剧是哪里？他说我最喜欢的京剧是说神将来要把所有的东西都烧掉，所有的生意都会毁灭。我觉得这是对我来说一个安慰的一个京剧。
Willimon turned to the translator and said, "Did you translate that correctly? Comfort?" And the translator responded, "Professor Willimon, this woman works in our clinic every day. She has had 5 children and 3 have died before the age of 3 from malnutrition."
那个牧师就转向那个翻译说，你是不是翻译都翻译过来了？他是说这些事情发生会带给他安慰。翻译说是的，Professor Raymond, Willimon. 这个妇女在我们的门诊工作，每天都工作。她有5个小孩，但是她有3个小孩在3岁以前就因为饥饿都死去了。Perhaps
all of this chaos that we find in the Gospel of Luke doesn't sound like good news to all of us, because many of us live pretty good lives, and we don't really want the world to be messed with. But not everybody lives that way. For some sisters and brothers around the globe, they do not enjoy many of the privileges that we have. And the idea of God coming to clean house is exactly the comfort they need.
也许这些灾难的发生并不代表什么平安在我们这里。 可是对这个妇女来说，因为她的3个小孩是因为饥饿饿死的，但我们当时不了解，这个我们每个人现在都生活的都非常的安逸，我们不想让这个世界毁灭，但是呢，并不是所有的人都是像我们这样有这样的安逸的生活，弟兄姐妹们，在整个这个地。 地球上，有很多并不像我们这样能够有这样的安逸的生活，所以说，当神将来到临的时候，会毁灭这一切，对他们来说是给他们提出来，让他们心里会感到安慰，因为他们的苦难将要结束。After
sharing this news of calamity and the return of the Son of Man, Jesus gives his disciples some odd advice in the passage after was read in verse 34. He says, "Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly."
当耶稣对门徒们说了这些毁灭和 人子将来降临，耶稣接下来告诉他们说，这个也是在下面第路加福音的第21章第34节，你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑 缠绕你们的心，就像那日子就同网罗忽然临到你们。
I confess that I had to look up the definition of the English word dissipation. It's related to the word debauchery, and it's engaging in sexual immorality and the squandering of money. Jesus says we ought to avoid both dissipation and drunkenness, which for some people, that means their holiday parties are off.
我也承认，我也在看这个字，dissipation 是指贪婪，其中也包括在这个性上的贪婪和贪婪的钱财，所以说我们要杜绝这样的这个贪婪和醉酒，所以说，这个时候也是在过节的时候，这样的事情会经常的发生。
Why would Jesus specifically warn against these things? Because certainly Jesus is not saying that enjoying parties or even having a good drink is wrong. After all, this is the Gospel of Luke, Jesus. Jesus has literally been accused in the Gospel of Luke of being a glutton and a drunkard and a party animal.
为什么这个时候耶稣提醒，让我们告诫我们要远离这样一些事情，贪婪、醉酒和忧虑？这里面耶稣并不是说我们不应该享受我们在一起的团聚，即使我们在一起喝个酒庆祝一下也没有什么，因为在路加福音的其他的经节，耶稣当时也被人称为他是有醉酒、有参加婚宴啊，参加这些事情，说他是喜欢去聚会。
What Jesus is saying is that how we handle our anxiety matters. Jesus is not anti-parties. He's not even anti-drinking. Jesus is warning against using things like that to numb ourselves or to deal with stress and anxiety so that we feel may be happening in the world.
耶稣这里面告诉我们，不是，是这里面告诉我们，警戒我们是不要用这些事情来对付我们心中的焦虑。耶稣并不是不让我们聚会，也不让我们喝酒，他只是告诉我们，我们常常用这些的事情来麻醉我们对周围的事情的忧虑，以至于我们忘记这些事情。
Many of us want to feel numb. We feel the weight of what is happening around the world, the stress within our own households, or the tension that lives in our chest. So we seek an escape. And some people turn to relationships or turn to alcohol. There are a myriad of ways that we can numb ourselves. And I guarantee that if Jesus were teaching these words in 2024, he would include things like social media or cable news.
我们中间很多人呢，常常是让我们自己来麻醉。我们常常是因为我们周围的事情，周围发生的事情，实在让我们感到焦虑。包括这些事情在世界上发生，在我们家里发生，还有我们这个生活中的一些让我们焦虑的事情，让我们心中没法平复。所以说，我们在要逃避，有些人呢就会转向婚外情啊，会转向酗酒啊，还有很多其他的事情，让我们就说忽略这些事情，或让我们逃避。那这里面耶稣也是告诉我们，在我们现在，我们也常常利用一些事情来逃避，比如说我们常常看手机啊，看这个 social media，再看一些这个看一些新闻呐、啊，常常追新闻呐、啊，然后呢，就说跟朋友聚会啊，来逃避。
Instead of being numb, Jesus tells us to be alert at all times. Don't escape. Don't avoid. Stay alert. Stay sober. Stay awake. Pay attention to what is happening around you. I know that many of the current events around us cause us great anxiety. This past election has been tumultuous, to say the least. The continuing global conflicts are heartbreaking. Our climate crisis continues to worry me about my children's futures. And by the way, I pray for your church in this time of discernment as you chart a path forward. But Jesus says that those who follow him refuse to enter into the anxieties caused by what is happening around the world.
我们也常常担心这个气候的变化，也担心我们孩子的将来会怎么样。我现在有时也担心你们教会现在发生一些变动，会不会有没有问题？但这个时候呢，我们要听耶稣告诉我们的，我们要拒绝让这样的一个焦虑占据我们的心，让我们就说警戒啊。
It's not that we don't feel anxious, but when we know that Christ is coming in victory, when we know that all of this will eventually be undone and that a new kingdom will be established here on earth, then sisters and brothers, what really matters? That's the hope that we have.
不是说告诉你们不需要去焦虑，是让你们知道耶稣基督在他将来会乘胜而来，也是让你们知道新的天地会降临在这世上，所有的事情我们所担心的事情都会消去。
And it's not meant to give us an apathy about what happens here on earth. It's meant to give us strength to do the work we need to be doing in the here and now while we wait for the final arrival, the victorious return of Jesus.
这并不是说我们对周围的事情漠不关心，周围发生的事情我们也要关心哈。这但是呢，这因为我们知道耶稣基督将来的胜利的回归，我们就给我们的力量，让我们现在过我们现在的日子，直到耶稣基督再来的那一天。
Linus spends all night in that pumpkin patch and falls asleep while waiting for the arrival of the great pumpkin, and the great pumpkin never shows. Now, some people say that it's meant to symbolize the return of Jesus and then Jesus' absence, but I think the story is about how Jesus does show up, but not in the way we expect.
Linus
is asleep in the field when his sister Lucy wakes up in the middle of the night. And when she realizes that Linus is not home at 4 a.m., she goes in search of him. When she finds Linus alone, shivering from the cold in the pumpkin patch, she embraces him and she carries him home. She removes his shoes, which reminds me of Christ removing the sandals and washing the feet of the disciples. Lucy tucks Linus into bed. Christ is here. Christ is present in Lucy.
这里面, 在故事中发生, Linus 这个 character 他在里面睡着了。他的, 姐姐叫 Lucy, 她在半夜中醒来, 她一看时间已经是凌晨四点了, 没有发现她的弟弟回家, 她就到外面去找。 在这个又冷的夜里头, 在那个, 南瓜地里面, 找到了他的弟弟, 他把他抱了起来, 把他抱回家, 然后呢, 他把他的鞋脱掉。 在这时候我想起, 耶稣也是把门徒的鞋脱下来, 为他们洗脚, 然后他的姐姐又把他放到床上, 把他盖得暖和。 这时候我想到, 耶稣也是在这里, 他就像耶稣的形象就在 Lucy 就像耶稣一样温暖的来把这个他的弟弟盖起来哈。
Sisters and brothers, we wait during this Advent for the final great arrival of Jesus to this world. And as we wait, we are called to embody Christ in the here and the now. Jesus is incarnate within each of us, and so we are called to be Christ to one another, bringing the gift of love.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们在这里面是, 我们等待耶稣基督最后胜利的回归到这个世界, 但是同时呢, 耶稣基督 也呼召我们每一个弟兄姐妹，像耶稣基督一样，从现在到将来，耶稣基督就化身在我们每个人中间。我们就像耶稣基督的代替一样，我们在相互之间，我们把神的爱带到这个世界。
Amen.